And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The seemingly endless 2019 session of the North Carolina General Assembly continues to give powerful special interests opportunities to advance pet legislation. Take the state's giant utility monopoly, Duke Energy. Despite months of successful resistance from consumer and environmental advocates, Duke's lobbying team is using the waning days of the session to try and push through legislation that would pad the company's profits. Under the latest version of Senate Bill 559, Duke would get to move to a multi-year rate-making structure that is sure to increase its bottom line while offering few benefits to average consumers. To make matters worse, a provision in the measure that's supposed to benefit low-income people, affordable housing, and energy efficiency, turns out to be a mere fig leaf. All told, the bill would benefit Duke to the tune of more than $100 million. The bottom line, lawmakers have yet to force Duke to sit down in a stakeholder process that includes consumer, environmental, and energy efficiency groups, or order a thorough and independent study. Both things need to occur before the bill gets close to becoming law. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.